And oh man, the basketball card market is insane right now. There is so much to keep up with. So many players going up in value, so many players staying steady, and some going down. So how do you make that determination of what to buy next? Over the next few minutes, I'm going to tell you about the cards that I am buying, picking up right now, holding, and also selling. Hopefully this can help you out with your endeavors. With all that out of the way, my name's Boris. This is the Hobby Box. All right, guys, well, welcome back for another episode. I hope these videos are helping you out massively during this 2020-2021 season. If you're new to the page, welcome. Make sure you smash that subscribe button. I'm putting at least two pieces of content out weekly. So if you would like some perspective from me, then make sure you smash that subscribe button and stay tuned. All right, guys, well, let's jump into the video. First of all, by no means am I telling you to go out and buy these players or telling you to hold on to these cards or selling these cards. I want you to do your own research. Make sure you feel good about these decisions. I'm just trying to tell you my logic behind them and kind of give you some sense of what could be possibilities. So make sure, again, that you are doing your own research and you feel good about the decisions before you make them. That being said, let's jump into my buys. So guys, with my first buy, I'm going to go with the two-time MVP and reigning champ right now, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Right now, we're going to be looking over the Giannis hoops card, but this kind of goes hand in hand, just kind of whatever you fall into for your price range. I believe that Giannis is a buy right now. We can see that this PSA 10 got up into the $1,856 range here before the bubble, and then they leveled off right around that $757 range, give or take a few dollars, and have been holding steady. I love this pickup right now because it has not started to go up yet. Now, his PSA 10 Prism has done a little bit more movement, but not much. So guys, I look for opportune times to buy sports cards. I think that this is still an opportunistic time to buy Giannis Antetokounmpo. Obviously, the Bucks are not getting off to their greatest start, but you never want to look at the first few games and judge what the Bucks are going to do throughout this season. They have a few new players. I think they're still getting into things and still trying to figure out their system. But obviously, the Bucks, along with Giannis and DiVincenzo, and even adding Jrue Holiday, they have some great talent that they just need to put it together. I think by the end of this season, they will be top three on that east side relative to what they're playing at right now. But the biggest thing when I'm looking at these opportunities, obviously, is his prices have not yet started to go up. A lot of times you'll see this with veteran players throughout the year. Most people want to buy the hype up rookie players, and that's where most of the rookies or second-year players, that's where most of the attention is going to fall. But overall, looking at Giannis's, just his accomplishments, I mean, you can't argue about this guy's accomplishments. Even during this season, he's still putting up 23.5 points per game, 11.7 boards, close to 6 assists, and shooting 47.5 from the field. His three is down a little bit, and his free throws are still struggling somewhat. I know he spent a lot of off time in this season working on those free throws. So hopefully it will all come together. But I think Giannis is a buy as of right now. All right, guys. Well, for this next pick, this is just a player that I do believe in. Some people ask me for some of my rookie pickups. This is definitely one of my rookie pickups, but I do foresee this being a little bit more of a longer hold, more into the future. That's going to be Mr. LaMelo Ball. Now, we can see that this card went from $100 to where now it's averaging just about $39.50 per card. Now, I'm not telling you to go pick up this draft picks LaMelo Ball. I'm actually saying we need to wait for some of his game jerseys to come out as far as like Prism and things like that. But I do like LaMelo Ball as a long-time hold. Even though his numbers aren't really saying too much about him so far, except for his free throw percentages, even though his stats aren't really showing off who LaMelo Ball is, I do believe that this guy is going to be someone in the future. Again, this is a belief of mine. Don't just purely pick up just because I'm telling you to. I think over the long run, this player is going to be great. He has a high, high basketball IQ, and he's a team player. I really do think that he's going to end up being the best ball brother. His passing skills and his IQ are really going to take him over the top, especially when he starts scoring a lot more in these NBA games. So that's one of my long-term pickups. Again, not really looking. I'm looking for when he comes out this year and these prices to kind of stay this low. I'm going to be picking up his stuff. If you're enjoying this content, enjoying this video, make sure you smash that like button. It lets YouTube know that this is a great video and gets it out to more people. I really appreciate you guys. And thanks so much. All right, guys, moving into the hold section. Now, with the hold section, again, I do flip through cards pretty regularly. So probably by the end of the season, I will sell this card. From what I've seen, this player is crushing it, and he's a definite contender for a hold and to hold throughout the season, especially with the way that his team is playing. And that is none other than Trae Young. Now, guys, looking over what his cards have done, like I said, I was buying these back in October. Now, these cards have doubled in price, and usually this is something that I would say sell. And I have myself sold a couple of these cards, but I'm telling you right now that the way that Trae Young is playing, I would not sell these cards just yet. I would hold these until the playoffs. I think you're going to be happy with it. He right now is scoring 28.2 points per game. He's at 4.5 boards per game and 8.3 assists and shooting 88.6 from the free throw. Some great numbers. He has the ability to drain these long threes and, you know, obviously all rookie and all star. And I think he's going to be a high contender, to be honest with you, with MVP this year. Originally, I thought that was definitely going to Luka. But to be honest with you, Trae is looking really, really good. This team is looking really good. They're putting it together a little bit better than the Mavericks are. And I think that's kind of what's pushing it over the edge for me. Trae Young has a high basketball IQ. Just watching him play over these last few games, he's developed his game very, very well. And I am excited for his prices. And I think they could continue to go up here in the next few months. Okay, moving into my sell section. Again, guys, I will be picking these players up at different times during the season, dropping them, holding them, selling them. You know, different things like that. So only realize that when I'm saying that I am selling these players, eventually I will be picking these back up. So for me, another high sell at this point for me, rookie from this past year, who's been playing very well, getting a good amount of starting time, which is Mr. Keldon Johnson. So as you can see on his PSA 10 format, his card was selling just around $100, just below $100 back in October. And now it is well over the $231 range. You know, I don't foresee this going up too much more. You know, for me, if I had a bunch of Keldon Johnson, which mostly I've gotten rid of most of them, I would be selling here within the next month or two. Looking over the performance of the Spurs, I really don't believe that they're going to be contenders this year. And so this price is going to drop back down. And so, again, making any money is better than making no money. So if you do hold for too long, there's a possibility that this card will dip down in price, the market will flood, and you will lose money. So Keldon Johnson, in my opinion, is a high sell at this point. Especially when he reaches, you know, I have a plan for mine. And so for base Prism at $250, I will be selling Keldon Johnson, which I believe it will hit that mark as he continues to play. Now, I know that Derrick Rose is coming back into the rotation, but I think most likely this is going to actually hurt Lonnie Walker more than it will hurt Keldon Johnson. But still at the same time, I do feel like this is a sell. Well, guys, as we're wrapping up, again, there are so many different players that I'm buying, holding, and selling. These are just a few that I wanted to talk about today. If you're enjoying these sports cards videos, there are going to be two more videos that are popping up right here to my left and to my right. So make sure you check those out. And until the next video, guys, peace.